And one of the buzzes in soil health for the last few years has been mycorrhiza. And one of the buzzes in the mycorrhiza industry is Brady Kirchnevy of New Age Farming. Hello, Brady.
Hi, Mick. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for coming back in.
Yeah, I'm glad I could get here. Yeah. The weather held off, so I got to get back home before the storm hits.
Yeah. Well, we've got 24 hours. You only have to drive a little ways.
Yeah, it isn't too bad. Roads are good today.
But, man, 36 degrees out there right now.
I know. It feels like a heat wave.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does when you're used to 20, 15 below, something like that, and you get a... I mean, the other day it was 9 degrees, and I thought it was a heat wave.
Yeah, it was above zero.
Right.
Yeah, just proof positive, testament to the fact that one of these weeks or months, the snow's going to be gone, we're going in the field.
It is. It was a tough fall, first of all, with harvest, and now we're going into a spring like this where guys don't even know when they're going to get in the field.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough.
So that there's a lot of anxiety out there. So, well... we've all listened to the radio, and we've all heard the comment, hey, farmers, what can mycorrhiza do for you? And you answered that question in 9 or 10 different ways.
Yes. It's that's the fun thing about the product. It's not just doing one thing. And the big thing from when I started basically for the yield bump.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should back up a little bit. Just for those out here who haven't heard of mycorrhiza, mycorrhiza itself means root fungi. That's what the word means. So what the product I have is spores, biological spores, that connect into the root system upon germination and blow up your root system. So that's what it does. Now, there's a lot of other things it does, like you've mentioned. When I started, it was about yield. Okay, let's get these guys a higher yield. And we've been doing very well every year at that.
That's the primary reason everybody buys anything.
Exactly. Why do you buy a certain hybrid? Why do you buy a certain anything? It's
N, P, or K.
Yeah.
Anything. The micros.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So now doing this for 6-7 years, it has really got to be to the soil health and the sustainability. Okay. So what I call them is hairs that come off your root system. That's the fungi doing the work. That's bringing in your N, P, and K, your zinc, you know, all your macros and micros. Water is a big one. Brings in a lot more water. So that once your plant, you harvest it, obviously mama plant is not calling for any more nutrients or water. So what happens to all these hairs you have in your soil? Well, they basically turn to glue. They're glomus strains. There's 4 different strains in the product, and they're all glomus. Glomus means glue. That's the glue that holds your soil together. That's the structure, the tilth. That's the reason guys are doing the cover crops and the no-till or the limited till, is to get that structure back in your soil. Well, if we've been tilling for 50 years and we don't introduce these mycorrhiza back in our soil, you know, this is a step to get you there faster, put it that way.
Yeah. For the folks who have an excellent memory and remember that the visit you and I had last spring, it was that wonderful smell back in the days of the moldboard plow.
Exactly.
That's the smell of mycorrhiza escaping into the atmosphere.
That's exactly right. When you take mycorrhiza, say we treated some corn, whatever, and we dig that field or rip that field, and those roots and that fungi come to the top of your soil, that's what makes the soil smell. I've got guys that farm around me, and they come by with their chisel plow, whatever. All you smell is dust.
Mm-hmm.
There's no structure. There's no tilth. There's no mycorrhiza left. So we have to get this back in our soil and get it helping our soil. You know, I've read multiple things where 50, 60 years from now, we don't know what we're going to have for soil, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot about the sustainability and the health of the soil.
Plus, soil health is, thanks to Abby Wick and the North Dakota State University and South Dakota soil health teams out there doing cafe talks and webinars and all kinds of presentations. All guys are very cognizant of soil health and realizing that, yeah, that's soil is where it's at.
Right, it is. And with today's hybrids, like when I grew up farming, hybrids have come a long ways in 25, 30 years since I've been farming. So you think about the hybrids we got today, why don't we make our soil a hybrid? And really have some yield. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because that's really where we got to go right now is our soil.
All right. Take us through step one, step two. I would assume the first part is to just have a conversation about it.
The best thing is just give me a call. I'm the only one that I know of in the nation crazy enough to do what I do.
Okay.
So I've been to hundreds of farms.
Ask anybody around Engleville, and they'll agree with
Lisbon,
you, right?
Lisbon, Engleville, down in that area. I've got them all over. I ship it everywhere.
No, I mean they'll agree with you about the crazy part.
Oh yeah, definitely. They know when I come to town. Anyway, where were we at?
So talking about soil health.
So, I think this is a key to get. Like, I got a bunch of customers right now. They've been conventional till forever, but they understand that might not be the best for their soil. Mm-hmm. So I don't care if you have to till. Don't till as deep. This mycorrhiza lives in the top 6 to 8 inches of your soil. So when it turns to glue in the fall, and if you leave it there, just scratch the surface, the 1-2 inches on top, then you're leaving a pocket for your next crop to grow into. Then when that crop germinates, boom, these mycorrhiza will be there, and it'll just do it all over again, boost that root system, and that's the life cycle. That's how it works. I'm guilty. You were just saying Mobard plow. My dad told me to go plow the back 40. Mm-hmm. I went and plowed the back 40. Well, guess what happens when I flip over that 6 to 8 inches? Well, I basically suffocate it. It's a living thing. Mm-hmm. And what happens when I till it and it's sitting on top of the soil? UV light kills it. So it has to be in your soil. You can't broadcast it out on your field and hope it's going to work. Try and dig it in. It just doesn't work that way. It's got to be on the seed. So, you know, it's learning. This mm-hmm. is a new thing in farming. The technology is new. And like I said, I got a bunch of guys at conventional till that are now limiting their depth. Are trying to get away without tilling so that next year's crop can use them as well.
All right. Interesting. Again, step one, step two, we want to talk about how to maximize yield and soil health. So let's take a break, come back, and talk about what guys ought to be doing.
Perfect.
All righty.